You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Johanna Cosgrove and Sam Ticani in the studio. We were just playing Rats by Deb 5000, which feels extremely fitting because we've got the rats in the gutter here.
Yay!
We've crawled out of the gutter straight into the studio.
I haven't even showered. No, I did shower.
No, I showered last night. Sometimes I like to pre-shower.
You lazy bitch.
Is that gross?
No, that's absolutely legit and normal, and people all over the world do that, I'm sure.
100%.
You also both look very fresh. You've got lovely Sophia Coppola shirt on.
Thank you.
You've got fresh hair, Johanna, which was apparently for the TV.
Is it right? We can't say much more due to the various NDAs that I've signed and subsequently broken.
Watch this space. Also, listen to this space because you guys are bringing Rats in the Gutter to the stage as part of Podfest, which has got some amazing stuff going on at the moment down at Q Theatre.
We're arguably the jewel in that crown, though.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Everyone's
and by
so talented.
Jewel, do you mean Blood Diamond? Sort of excavated under
liquor.
Great duress.
Now, we've had you both in to talk about Rats in the Gutter before, but for the uninitiated,
we have.
Oh, really? Like twice, Sam.
You're not well.
I am not well. It's summer. I don't function an optimum in summer. My body hates it.
But for anyone who hasn't tuned in to Rats in the Gutter, what's it all about? What's the reason for the season?
We had a log line at the beginning of the pod when we first started it, didn't we? It was something along the lines of two shrill femmes in a mode of complaint.
Yeah.
Or something.
Navigating the highs, lows, of the sexual
20th century miasmas.
Yeah, dystopias. Of the necropolis.
Necropolis, that's right. Yeah.
Tamakimakoto.
Nice.
Yeah, so make of that what you will.
Yeah. Really broad. Really broad.
It's kind of broad.
I think it's kind of turned like half pop culture, half delusional political rant recently.
It's great. Yeah. I'm enjoying both sides of that coin, I have to say, because I feel like you weave them together very seamlessly.
Thank you. And we're not beholden to legibility, do you know what I mean?
Like, no.
If anything, I tell people now who haven't listened to it but are aware of the fact that we do a podcast together, they're like, what is it? I'm like, well, it's just sort of like a receptacle for our base impulses at this point in time, which there are many.
Yeah. Neither of us can afford therapy, so we start a pod.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think therapy's a psyop.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking psyop.
It's a full fucking scabby. Yeah.
So the rats are leaving the gutter, getting to the stage. You've done
crawling out of the
it's
gutter.
It's actually crazy. Have you been to the Kew Rangatira?
It's quite big.
Girl, there's
Stadium
800.
Arcadium.
Stadium Arcadium. There's 800 seats.
Yeah, who's headlining us? Jack Black. You know what I mean? Like,
literally, what's he going to do? A fucking dive
roll.
A dive roll down the platform.
Now that would be, I would definitely pay to see that.
Well, he is in Auckland at the moment shooting.
So Jack, if you're free on Friday
night. Jack Black, we'd love you as a guest.
And Jennifer Coolidge as well, which apparently she's around. I've yet to see anyone who's seen Jack Black. But NDAs.
I'll tell you what they're doing after.
Okay, cool.
I haven't seen anyone who's seen Jennifer Coolidge out and about, but I've seen about three people who've run into Jack Black now, so it's possible, guys. We can make it happen.
I think she'll be sequestering in the fucking Cordis Hotel or some shit.
And you know what? She's more famous than Jack, and she knows it.
I like the idea that she just sits with her hair up in a towel and cucumbers on her eyes until she's ready to roll into set. And
smoking darts out the window in her hotel room.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. And you just know that Jennifer's not going to be getting wild on Waiheke, you know? Like, she's not doing outdoorsy activities.
No.
But Jack, I can see him, you know, going for a little...
Oh, yeah, because he's so athletic.
He's wandering up and down. He's strutting up and down K Road. I'm surprised you haven't seen him yet, being K Road locals yourself.
Well, I was just there. No, I haven't seen him. We've been hanging, Verona.
Well, apparently he blends in really well because he just looks like a K Road local.
Unshowered, is that?
Just looks like he's crawled out of one of the dive bars, ready to take on the day. You know?
You could just see him at Wine Cellar at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
great time.
Has anyone seen my breakfast wine? I just put it down.
Oh, Jack Black again.
Yeah.
So with the live stage show, you guys have done a stage show. Makes it sound like there's going to be cannons and lights and stuff.
People are under the slight misconception that we will be doing a theatrical extravaganza.
But that is
pure fantasy. And I mean, maybe in 5 to 10 years' time.
No, it's never
going to
happen. It's never going to happen because a podcast was desirable to me to do because it's not performance. You know, but here we are doing lives, which are still emphatically not performance. Like, we are just sitting on a stage talking shit.
Yeah.
There will be some visual component.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of, there'll be a little razzle dazzle.
It'll be hard to take you out of the theatre, Johanna.
But we're not going to get bricked in on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I thought we were going to do Mother Courage.
No.
Just the two.
Maybe you are and you just haven't informed Sam.
If you sprang that on me, I'm leaving. So you can fill 45 minutes with, I don't know, I'm sure you've got something.
With a monologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't play Swiss cheese, dairy free.
It is an interesting experience, though, taking something that is an audio medium, like that is you two sitting in a room chatting to each other, with sometimes with Tim back there as well. But, like, you know. Yeah.
He likes to watch, Tim. He really likes to watch.
But when you're doing it with, like, 800 people potentially in the audience, do you have to switch your brain into a different mode, or do you just go for it?
No, anyway? the last time we did this, we just had wine.
Yeah.
We just had wine.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting with live pods, like, obviously, podcast is not a visual medium, but people really love to watch podcasts on YouTube. It's really odd. And they love a little, like, the clips always, you know, you love to watch the little clips.
Oh, they're so elevating.
No.
It's so elevating. But yeah, we're not going to do anything crazy. It'll just be like, it'll be like a talk. Like,
no zip lines. We're not a mega church, you know.
To be fair, I was fucking desperate for us to be ziplined in. I was desperate. I wanted zipline in, pyrotechnics, flames.
Well, this is what elevates you as a comedian, because obviously, let's just do a little plug for your one-woman show.
Thank you. I am going to the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, nice. Your one-woman comedy show, like, and I'm saying this as an objective, yeah, I'm saying this objectively. I know I'm your friend and your colleague, whatever, but you just bring an element of theatricality.
Oh.
And some might say you're getting the most out of that clown degree that you got in Paris.
My but, 1 month at clown school stretched it out.
Yeah. I think you're an interesting performer.
Thank you so much. Well, I think the thing about you is that you say that you're not theatrical, but you light up a room, girl. You're so charismatic.
I'm just loud, you know. Like, I'm just fucking obnoxious. I'm such an attention whore. I'm the most annoying person I know. I, like, honestly, sympathy for my ex. I'm sorry. Yeah. I get it. I'm so sorry.
Samuel and I just went away, just the two of us, for 2 weeks in a little house in the bush.
And yes, it did have ups and downs.
And there were ups and downs.
Yeah.
But not as many downs as I was...
There was one significant down, which we won't go into detail.
We could talk about it on the radio.
We could talk about it on the stage show.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but even throughout that 2 weeks, you're like, sorry, girl, I am insufferable.
I am insufferable. I'm so annoying. I'm the most pretentious piece of shit, honestly.
I was going to say, and you're so good at taking a compliment as well, after Johan is like, and you're so lovely, and you light up a room, you're like, all right, we've just got to shut that down.
Let me just railroad that. I'm a pretentious piece of shit.
And I am anti-therapy.
But I feel like everyone in Auckland should come and get some collective therapy with Rats in the Gutter. This Friday night, is that the time and the place?
Yes, it's at 9 o'clock. And there's awesome. Other cool stuff in the PodFest on as
there's
well.
There's awesome stuff, yeah.
Obviously, with obvious highlights.
Obvious highlights. Obviously, Chris and Eli are doing male gays.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Our friends Chris and Eli, Gorgie.
Lovely.
Bakist has got something going on.
Isn't that amazing?
Where's she been for the last 20 years? You know, what's she been doing?
Podcasting,
wow.
Also, Gone by Lunchtime, a political podcast I'm really into.
Gone by Lunchtime.
I don't know if we've missed that, though. Or, I don't know, time.
I don't know time.
I don't know time.
The main,
thing. Oh, it's summer.
It's the same.
Exactly. The main thing people need to know is 9 p.m. Rangatira Theatre at Q this Friday night. Rats in the Gutter.
Mm.
Tickets are $20, which is awesome.
So, are they?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
great.
They
are. Do you want to come?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yay! Are you coming? Yay! Okay, great.
Fabulous. Who's coming, girls?
Yeah.
Let's get a party bus organised.
Because it's a big theatre, and if it feels cavernous, I'm walking.
Excellent.
You know, so bums on seats, girls.
Contractually, you can't.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Rats Nest, rise up. We'll see you on Friday night. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.